Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Inherit the earth. Rejoice, exceeding glad. Rejoice, for great is your
kindness towards me. your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
me, Jesus. Your loving kindness toward me. Your tender mercy.
And I'm forever. Come on, begin to minister to him tonight. Amen.
AKA Divine Inspiration, joined with my partner in praise, none other than the West Coast Master, Mr. Alonzo. What's good with you, Alonzo?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you all right. Can you hear me all right is the question.
I surely can.
Oh,
now that we
buddy,
know that we
yes,
can
sir.
Be heard, it's all good in the neighborhood. Well, this has been a crazy
okay.
day.
Okay, now we can.
So, look, starting off with just changing the weather got me the dog, but that's all right. We're going to make it do what it do regardless. So if y'all hear me
yes, sir.
A little bit, now you know why. But you're called in. You're listening to the Inspiration Factory, which is an offering, one of the many offerings of For Real Day. The For Real Entertainment Network, brought to you by none other than Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, who also happens to be the boss man of our sponsor, which is Raw Links Jewelry. You need to check them out on the board. And let me tell you, you can't go wrong with the Raw Links. I got mine. You better get yours. He's always coming out with something new. That's what makes me mad about him. He's always popping up with something new that I look at and say, oh, I got to have it. I tell you, I'm going to put him on my income tax here as a dependent. He just don't know that, and he hasn't called in yet. I can get that one off. But tonight, we're just doing a little open mic, and I'm actually don't laugh. Well, I'm actually in a parking lot because I was in transit. So I just wanted to jump on some Wi-Fi and do what we do off the off air. So I'm going to drop for a second, Alonzo. I need you to take over. Be prepared to take over. And I'll call right back in once I get this, whatever it is, configuring it.
Sorry about that.
If you can. All righty. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
But here tonight, as we are every Sunday night, to share our love of poetry, that gift that God gave us, and to use it to praise him, to up him, to uplift his people. You know, these days, everything is crazy. So we need something that just to make us feel better. Too much ain't feeling too good these days. Too much ain't
Amen.
Feeling too good these days. The devil is, he know his time is nearing. the end of his time roaming this earth is coming to an end. So he going, he going ham, trying to ensnare and enslave and to get some more folks to join him in that fiery place. I mean, I like warm weather, but I don't think I want to see nothing quite that warm. And that's just a little too
hot. Yeah, there's a difference between warm place and all flames.
Exactly. I don't think I want that. So, things like this help keep me focused on what's important, what is mandatory, should you not want to visit that place. Anywho, we're here tonight to uplift one another and to share our love of.
I think he went out. So on that note, we're going to go into music ministry, and we'll be right back with you guys.
Yeah.
because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you.
Thank you for filling in for me and covering for me, Alonzo. I'm glad I got that warning out in advance.
Okay.
as I was trying to say, if you're listening online, 319-527-6300 is the number that you must dial before the 10 o'clock hour should we go into overtime. Otherwise, you won't be able to call in. This is football season, so I know we're not going to have a lot of callers, but it's not about quantity. It's about the quality of what we do here. But before we do anything to prayerfully prevent more drop calls and the chaos that we just went through, we must bring this platform before the throne. So if you don't mind, would you guys just join me at the throne for a moment? Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening praising your name, Lord. We also come humbly asking that you would allow this, ever it is that we present before you, Father, to be acceptable to you, that you might use this to edify and uplift someone else. Father God, it's not about our glory, it's about your glory that we are here this evening. Father God, I ask that you would put your hedge of protection around the callers, the Epiphany family, those that wanted to call in for and for whatever reasons could not, Father God. Just protect them and hold them close, Father. We're entering into a season that we need you more than ever, Lord. Empower us for what is to come, Lord, that we might be ambassadors for your kingdom. Touch us, Lord. Empower us and bless us and use us, Father God, as you see fit. Precious and mighty name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we're going to do what it do, because our Father has been called into the mix. So I think we're going to be all right tonight. Now, my brother, Alonzo.
Yes, sir.
I'm not throwing you under the bus like so many people falsely accuse me of doing. But did you bring a piece for us tonight?
Oh, it sounds like a limo tonight. But I've been thinking about doing a freestyle, to be honest, you know.
Oh, wow.
Come with the raw feelings.
Mm.
So that's up to you, dear sir. Say that again.
Well, in that case, I said, can't get much better than that. When
that
you
part.
Bringing it up from inside, man, look, you can't go wrong. So with that being said, I'm going to leave the mic to you, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I really don't have a title to this piece, but I guess I'm going to label it, Who Is God to You?
Hmm.
With that being said, who is God to you? What has he done for you? When you were small, when you was young, thoughts of God, are they still the same as today? I mean, the words say things like, due to the lack of knowledge, we perish. But as we know, with knowledge and understanding, you have wisdom. Now, to a lot of people, wisdom is common, but everybody doesn't have the same understanding of the common. So it's kind of hard to use called wisdom in today's situation. Granted, we're all going through our own things. We all have issues. personal issues, neighborly issues. We actually now see the worldly issues that affect us personally. When you was young, when you was a kid, the God that you thought that you grew up on is the same God as today? I would love to say mine's isn't. I've always knew my mind caliber was beyond what's of the flesh of the humans. Not to tote and brag, but I've always knew there was just something greater. And along the journey from kid to now, I've always gained the knowledge. That's why I believe I am still here. I always say, if you can't see the God in me, just leave me alone. Whether I speak aloud or quiet in English, French, German, or Spanish, it's all the same language when it comes to God. And that boils down to love. But subconsciously, as I asked before, what is God to you? In peace.
You put me in the thought with your opening line. I like that thought. When I was young, I knew of God. Was raised in a church, an Episcopal church. I was one of the youngest altar boys, as they let me creep in a few months early because you're supposed to be 12, and I was still 11. But they let me in. And I was just, it was about being the best altar boy that I could be, okay? When I genuinely with, you know, perfect poise for that, because I was quote-unquote, serving God. But then as I grew and my relationship with him grew, it's like he's an entirely different entity now than he was then. Because I'm hopefully I've matured spiritually, so I know of him a little more than I did then. I know more of, I've experienced more of his works. It made me really think, is he the same God that he was when I was young? And like you said, I can definitely say he is not. But I guess that's the wonderful thing about God, is as you grow and you learn more of him and you mature, you see he reveals more of himself to you. I like that. And that's straight off the top, huh?
Yes, sir.
Automatic was here because he loves to challenge people with freestyles. I can't wait till we call that. That night, I just may throw you under the bus.
Make sure, make sure you pull out the limo. That one sounded, since tonight just sounded like you was ready for that one. So,
what you talking about?
As we was taught. You stay ready. You don't have to get ready. So I appreciate you.
Bible tells you just to be ready in and out of season, you know. And,
yes, sir.
One of those lessons that I was slow to learn. But, you know, I'm still, he ain't done with me yet. Still a work in progress. But I really,
aren't we all?
I appreciate you coming with something like that. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have a piece for us?
No.
I'm sorry. You came in stuttering. It sounded like you said yes.
Oh, that was a good one. I wondered, I don't know where it came from. It popped in my head today when I was waiting for somebody at the supermarket. And I was sitting out in the car with my dog, and I just started writing. Yep.
Okay.
I have something that's called wait.
Well, it sounds intriguing. I can't wait to hear what it sounds like. And with that being said, the mic is yours, King.
Well, I guess that means you don't have no more, huh? I have spent a lot of time, and I mean a whole lot of time, searching in vain, trying to find true love, trying to find that one soul without an agenda, or those obvious, quote-unquote, hidden intentions of a lust-filled heart. And I know better from the very start. Yet still, I proceeded trying to find something quite simple and equal. One who actually wants nothing more than to shine together, sharing and conversing, and perhaps even learning what makes me tick. When will I actually find a true love prospect, as opposed to another one strictly based on some hard dictation, content with only words of erotic stimulation, mental elevation, yet not one syllable, not one iota of emotion unification? Then one day after another loveless tryst, a word was whispered in my ear, and that word was wait. Instead of searching and hunting for what I felt would be a perfect mate, why not give it to God and simply, expectantly, I believe God has our lifelong companion already in place. But our impatience has us all in the way, and failed relationships, heartbreaks, and tears are what we amass, since most of our actions are for a piece of astronomical assistance, where we have very little resistance to the temptation to further explore. Hook, line, and sinker, we have swallowed Satan's lure, and we all have experienced the results. If there's anything I wish for you to ponder upon from this rhyme, it would be wait for your mate and save yourself from the pain of falling on your heart broken behind. And that's that piece.
Sir, I don't know how to take that, but it made me think about, and this came from just waiting behind somebody in line, huh? That's just, gee. If there's so many aspects in life that you can use on that weight, there's a certain part of it where you said, instead of waiting on the right mate, and I was just thinking, you standing behind somebody in the line, instead of waiting on that right person to give you that answer that you're looking for to satisfy your need, you gave it to God, counted on your patience and your discipline for God. It's a good analogy. You know, normally I ask who you was writing that about, or who would you write that to? But yeah, in this case, I think that can apply to a lot of our scenarios today. Thank you for that piece.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
yeah.
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Anybody in this place can feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Oh, God will come to tell you it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Can I just thank you for the rain, Lord? Can I just thank you for the rain? Can I just thank you for the rain?
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry about the delay. Brother Paul, I know you're in the room, so I would like to go ahead and...
Mic.
Hey, oh, yes, yes, there you go. That's even better, that's even better.
Sometimes
so,
that helps. Sometimes that helps. Mm-hmm. That sound
you got to put them on the spot.
Definitely have it. Yeah.
Okay.
We've been waiting for a few minutes. I'm bringing this lovely young lady in to hear what she has for us. And we have Lisa Lips, welcome to the Inspiration Factory, Queen. How are you doing tonight?
I am very good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Excellent, ma'am.
Yes, indeed. I second that emotion. So, you see, we love to
make
music around
here. I've been
enjoying the music. Okay. I'm glad to hear that because we love to play music. Especially
okay.
When it's kicking me off. That works as excellent
hey.
Filler.
Yeah, the network gremlins are busy.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they always?
Well,
aren't they always?
Yeah, but now I figure it's around the holiday time, so there's probably a lot going on. I'm trying to give them an excuse. I'm trying to be magnanimous about this.
Give them give them some overtime.
Yeah. Give them something, but that's not fit for
okay.
The Inspiration Factory.
It, you know, it always seems that when we try to do our best is when things go the worst.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But you
yes.
Know, I guess it's
yes. When you.
Go ahead, Eliza.
Oh, I was saying when you get to hit your peak, that's when the devil jumps in and offers you something sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. But he ain't going to get me tonight. I'm going to keep calling back in. I don't care if it's 100 times. He ain't getting me off of here tonight.
Bounce back, brother. That's right. Bounce back.
That's right. You know, because like, he might knock me down, but that's okay because my father can pick me back up. And pick me up again.
In a strong way.
And again. And again. And guess what, Satan? You cannot win.
So. In a strong way.
Say 70 times 7?
Right, there you go. And at my age, I'm getting close to that 70 times 7, but I ain't got there yet, so I still got a few more pickups. So I ain't done with you yet. I'm an old cantankerous old buck. But Lisa, what did you bring for us tonight? Because I definitely want to hear what you got.
Okay. This is actually a piece that I wrote a while ago, but I'm going to try and put it to some music for you tonight.
Oh, no. Okay. With that being said, I'm going to shut my mic down and shut my mouth, and the mic is yours, Queen.
All right, thank you. The piece is called You Still Live in Me. Lord, I need you day by day and minute by minute to help me through every situation, no matter how I got in it. Because life throws you curveballs that can't always be foreseen, and people can be impossible. Why do they have to be so mean? I need you to guide me, because I can't always see the way to navigate what lies ahead and my path from day to day. If you could give me more patience, I think that would be good. Because you know I don't like waiting, and I move faster than I should. I love you, Lord, and you know that, although I don't always say. Doesn't mean that my heart has changed as I go from day to day. Thank you, Lord, for being everything you are. My hope, my love, my peace of mind, my brightest guiding star. Please help me to express it so that everyone can see, even if I don't seem always right, that you still live in me. And that's that piece.
Amen. Amen. Short and to the point. Especially, you know, it's always nice, and it makes me feel good when I hear somebody else give of themselves to the Lord, despite ourselves. Because I know I'm a hot mess. My hot mess.
We all are from time to time.
The crazy thing is, he accepts.
Mhm.
Because you offered it. So I like the knowledge that you present, that you can go to him flawed. Okay. Just tell him that I love you, Lord. And whatever it is that I am, I'm giving it to you. I appreciate that. And even though Satan tried not to let me hear it, because he kicked me up again right at the beginning of your piece, and I got back in here real quick. I did get to hear it. Now I'm going to the archives to listen to it again to make sure I got it all, but I think I did.
Okay.
But I got up to know that piece, like the fact that you acknowledge your flaws, but still, it irks me when people tell me, oh, well, I can't go to the Lord. I got to get ready. I'm not ready yet. You will never be ready. So you come to him with your flaw and offer it to him. And that's what I got from Keith, and I appreciate you for that.
You got to come in broken, and then he can fix those flaws and make you ready.
I personally like the fact that you asked, why does the people got to be mean? I like that you acknowledge that. the world doesn't have the answer. You know what I mean? Like, for the fact that you acknowledge that he's within you and that you know that he's in within you, that that measurement tool that you're using to help you grow, you don't see that in the world. Because you call it the world mean people, you know what I mean? So it's like I appreciate that you acknowledge that part, that you're not going to find the answer in the world. Why did it got to be mean? If they wasn't mean, then you would found the answer, you know what I mean? Like you'd be dependent right. on them people. So
right. And no matter what you do, somebody's going to find flaw in it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
So, right. Believe that. So you got to find that path for yourself. Because if you follow somebody else, you're going to end up in the mess right along with them.
You're going to be just like them. And this world is too small. You can't be nobody else. There's no way. I mean, granted, there's textbooks that teach you how to be successful in certain departments, but there's no way that you can be somebody else. So
right. The
moment that we acknowledge that and recognize that and understand that we have our own foot, or we have our own feet. We walk our own path. The footprints are already there. We just got to fulfill, put our own feet inside those footprints, personally.
Absolutely. You know, we have to remember that we are in the world, but we are definitely not of this world.
Right.
Correct.
Kingdom. I'm only going to speak for myself. Okay.
Yeah, I wrote a piece just yesterday, and the line came to me, we're celestial beings living a human experience. You know, our spirit belongs to God. This body is just what carries us till we go back home.
Yeah. This is just
correct.
This is the Motel 6. You know, while we're here.
I prefer 7. I don't know about that 6. I prefer.
Yeah, just keep that light on.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not 3 6s, thank God. But you know,
close enough.
We have to really realize that. Hey, this is where I fall short often. I get distracted easily. You know, I thank God he gives me a little gentle pat upside the back of my head and say, ain't you straying off a little bit? And I jump back in line. But he's accepting of me with my flaws, with my idiosyncrasies, with my stupid choices at times, but he's still there, he still loves me, and he still opens his song to bring me back home.
Yeah.
Right. Well, none of us were built perfectly. None of us were put here
none
to be
us.
Perfect.
No. That was forfeited a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're born in iniquity, but that's okay because the blood of Jesus cancels out all of that.
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you, my mind can't really fathom the thought process of God, which is a good thing, but the thought process of God, because there are so many times when I've seen his blessings for myself and for others, and I just look and say, God, I don't understand. Why are you doing this? I mean, it just blows my mind. You see, the blessings that he bestows upon some of us most wretched of his children blesses us. Thank God he's God, not me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, because there's a few times that if I was the one in charge, man, it would be lightning bolts flying everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, that part. Absolutely.
That part.
You know what I'm going to do?
That part. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Lisa, don't you go nowhere. Because
okay.
I'm going to play another song. then I'm going to come back. If you're up to it, if you feel like it, that piece you just spoke on, I would love to hear. But if not, I know you have some other information that you would like to share with us.
You can do okay. I'll find something else.
Okay, I'll find something else. Okay, I'm going to play a song, and I'll pull something up, and you can find that one. Meet right back here in just a few moments. How's that sound?
All right.
I'm looking forward to this. Now, what are we? Oh, I see it right here. This is what we're going to do.
Uh-oh.
Marvin Sapp. He has his hands on you.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
Remember
I want to interact more with the audience, so definitely. I think I'm ready for round two. I think I'm ready.
All right. Sounds good. So would you like to lead it off, or do you want me to lead it off? I'm going to give you that choice.
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and let you start. Get me excited.
Gee, thanks. Gee, thanks. I should have known better than that one. I really didn't know what I was going to do, but this one popped up. This is what I'm going to do. Thanks.
Well, with that being said, I'm sorry. With that being said, the mic is yours, King.
Thank you, sir. This piece is called Daddy. Do you have a moment for me, Dad? Can I bend your ear for just a minute? You see, between these times and some things I'm going through, at times make me wonder if you're still in it. Are you still here, Dad? Or have you had enough and left me high and dry? The very thought of you leaving me causes my very soul to break down. I don't mean no disrespect, but lately, it's like you're pulling away. It seems life worse and worse each and every day. I thought I understood your word to say that with me, forever you would stay. So where are you? I have friends dropping dead left and right. Finances so disarrayed it's giving me a fright. Sleep eludes me just about every night. And yeah, I know I fall short, but I think I'm trying with all of my might. But it seems like I may as well just change my name to Can't Get Right. So keep real with me, Dad. Have you left me? Talk to me. Talk to me like you did with Moses and Saul and Adam and Eve. Clear out whatever or whoever it is that keeps me from hearing from thee. Speak to me, please, Father, clearly and succinctly, as you did with Moses when you told him to part the Red Sea. Forgive me, Dad, if it seems I've lost faith in you, because I haven't. For proof, just read my heart. If you see that there I do trust and that I do believe, won't you help me, please? But if you find disbelief within me, I then will understand why it feels that you have left me. Although I pray it won't be permanent. Wait a minute. Didn't I just offer for you to read my heart? I should have seen this right from the start. What I invited you to read and all I needed to achieve are found within me, if they be true. So all this pity party is just me allowing the enemy's smokescreen to shield, divert, and block me from thee. Daddy, forgive me for dropping my guard and getting Satan's right jab and his left hook. I almost got knocked out from my joy's crook. What the what is wrong with me? I have history with you walking and communicating with me. How in the world did this defeatist thought process come to be? As if I didn't have first-hand knowledge of the love, the protection, and grace of the Most High Trinity. Abba, Father, Daddy, please restore me. Restore me to the place that I am supposed to be, walking strong and righteous as a living example of life with thee. Yes, I had a momentary lapse in judgment, but now I'm back, fighting desperately to rise above my lack. The difference this time is it's coming from my heart and disbelief and doubt I have overcome. I am now totally focused on you. I am beyond myself. Thank you, Father, for putting up with me, tolerating, giving me. From this point forward, as in Matthew 6:33, my total focus and desire and drive is devoted solely to thee. Paul. And now,
yes, sir.
Mr. Anvil, it is your turn.
Yes, sir. This here is another right off the top of the dome. And I appreciate your peace. It gave me motivation to label this one. Is he your daddy or our father?
Thank you, George. Yeah.
Is he your daddy or is he our father? See, I know what it sounds like when I say that right off top. Take it as you will. Take it as you're not. But most of the time, when you were raised with your daddy, it comes a point when you're ready to leave the house. And most of us, when we left the house, we was premature, immature, young, still had a lot to go, which opened up a door that we didn't know at the time. But it's not a lie. And if it's wrong, please stop me while I'm well ahead of my time. But I'm pretty sure when you left the house, came across a situation, and that situation became pressure. And not understanding that you are the diamond that you are, you was looking for help from every direction. Most people that we fall for is what I call our second daddy. Why do I say that? Look at the states. Look at the place that we're in. Most successful people followed another male. That male that is in that position usually is a strong-minded, stable, stand-up kind of guy. A man's kind of man. Maybe even an alpha. But again, I ask you, is that your daddy or is that our father? See, our father, from the jump, knew that you was a kid or was a child and was 10 steps ahead of that, said, let me leave these footprints so that my child don't fall down. Your daddy probably said that, but he didn't make it obvious that was his case while you was growing up. But our father, on the other hand, man, what can I say? But the lack of understand, them 10 steps that he left. See, he knew you was going to leave that house one day. He knew you was going to leave that house. But he knew that when you leave that house, he was still going to have them footprints out there. Yeah, he also knew that we was hard-headed. We was going to bump our head left and right, like a roller coaster. He saw it coming. He also knew that as soon as that roller coaster was done, we going to get off and get back on our 2 feet. Thank you, Father. So at the end of the day, I ask you again, is that your daddy or is that our father? Think about it. See which one you're chasing after. See which name you place in every question that you've questioned, looking for an answer. End of peace.
You really kind of make people think, ain't you? I like that, though. But I'm going to tell you, when it comes to him, what was that? When it comes to him, I'm selfish. My day.
Understood.
No matter what stupidity.
Does it make it right?
To, I know what he did for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know who he is to me, and I always know that he's there for me. And I just have that close of a relationship. It may be just a play on words, but I feel close enough to him. Call him. I like that piece. That really gave me some food for thought.
Thank you, sir.
We
I feel the same way. That's why I asked you to be our father, because
okay.
I know we both been through a lot personally. But mm-hmm. for those that are listening or tuning in, paying attention, that are, you know, just like you said, the wordplay, when they hear the words that are being said by the both of us, he still works through the spirit. He's where we're not. Where the words hit, that's him. So the wordplay was necessary as far as triggering his will, I guess, you know, as far as understanding. Because I know we all are selfish. We all want his undivided attention and love. We all want to be a successful attribute, display, a human for what he has made. So, as we know, we're all going to fall short, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's where my daddy overlooks that stupidity that I do. And he hugs me anyway. yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Y'all. I'm selfish. Just like when I was getting off of that crack, I had to be selfish about my sobriety. I couldn't do it for somebody else. I had to do it for me. I had to get self. And I'm the same way with my father, our father, my daddy. I'm selfish. I know he's big enough for all of us, and then some. And I'm okay with it. But for me, amen, my portion with him, that's my daddy. Now, we're going to bring on this next caller to see what she's back with us for the second round. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with Lisa Lips. Hello.
Hi. Yes, I really enjoyed the discussion, you guys. I think he can be both, because yeah. I mean, our fathers are the ones who created us, but it's a relationship between that father and that child that makes him a daddy.
Oh, I like that. You got the part right there, Alonzo.
I'm tuning in. I'm tuning in. I'm also paying attention to the audience. Somebody says they was taught in the past that the pastor once told them that the father is for the fatherless. The father is to the fatherless. The Lord is a father to the fatherless. You know what I mean? So, I took that as in a parable too. Like, I do agree he could be the daddy, but again, just depending on the person that's listening and how it triggers them, the wordplay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Absolutely. I understand daddy means how close it means closer. I feel the same way with the word father too. I feel like father is overall, you know, when you have that father-child relationship, there is a protecting. When you say daddy, it's more right. of like a, well, maybe it's just to me. Maybe when you say daddy, you can be close, but it's more of a playful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's more of an open relationship compared to the father has a structure.
Okay, I get where you're coming from.
But I do
but
agree,
the
both
day.
Of them could be correct. Both of them could be correct. I don't.
Right.
I don't want to. Yeah, I ain't leaning on one side. I'm just trying to get more views. That's
right.
But really.
Absolutely.
But I appreciate
so
you guys and thank you guys.
Oh, I'm glad that you brought that up there. That was a good little thought process there. I might have to write something on that. I still bounce from my dome up here. There's something else in there. That's for another show.
Yes, sir.
Mhm. But Lisa,
you see what you started
back for us this time? But yeah, it was all her fault.
I
What you got for us now, Lisa?
Okay, this piece is called Breathe in the Power.
And the mic is yours, Queen.
When my life feels heavy and the weight feels unbearable and words are too hard to come by, the refuge of my existence is to step outside, feel the breeze, see the movements of nature and understand that there is a power higher than I, a power that directs the winds and the waters, causes the mountains to rumble and the skies to cry. It is that power that designed me, molded me into this vessel and set me upon this spinning rock with a purpose to discover and fulfill. Although I can't always see it, and no human outside of my skin can see how I am to be. So my God lives within me, manning the rudder of my life, helping me to guide my steps, especially when I cannot see, while teaching me hard lessons and blessing me with grace. That spirit that resides with me manifests my destiny. It is the soul of me, the still small voice that speaks when I have no words left to say, offers me comfort when I can no longer rest, and sends guiding spirits into my realm when I need them, giving me reassurance and proof that I am seen, even when I feel forgotten and alone. It is the divine within my humanity that leads my way, the greater within me that allows me to face a world that fights constantly for my sanity. The dissonance and discourse that has become normal cannot dictate who or what I was designed to be, because God's grace is sufficient for everything I am, and in due time gives the assurance that sustains me. Even when I'm in the gray, I know I am a celestial being walking a human journey, and there's a place of light somewhere. If I just keep holding on, one day I will live in that light. My journey has never been easy. Stumbled through darkness way more than the eye can see. And many times I have wanted to take my final exhale, but that greater power won't let me go. Urges me to see one more day. A multitude of singular moments, continuing each of the 525,600 minutes that construct the years of my life, with hushed whispers telling me the hands are still running. Just take your next step. I know you can't understand why, but I have more for you. So I'm speaking out to you and to myself to just continue to breathe. It's all any of us has. And just because you can't see air, you can still feel its life force. And it's all around us, just like God's love. Continue to move in grace, because there is so much more in store. And that's at peace.
That puts into mind that one scripture that says, he will not put more on us than we can bear.
Right.
But you spoke about in time that it seems like that piece hit me personally, because there have been some times when I thought I was drowning and just felt like giving up. But
mm-hmm.
like you said, that still small voice telling me, boy, if you don't get your butt up, because I'm within you. I'm here with you. We got this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a powerful piece there, Lisa. I thank you for bringing that.
Yes.
I needed to hear that tonight. Thank you. Alonzo, what you got for that?
Yes.
Mm.
I actually, the first thing I thought about, there was a piece part, the whole piece was high. I can't even get my words out. It's got me going through my things right now. But there was a sentence where you said there was a time where you was going to take your last.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I thought about was, have you ever came to a point where you almost passed out and you start seeing
mm-hmm.
the snow channel? Yeah, and you're like, yeah, okay. So that was the first thing that came across me, like, and how you said that he was in you and he is with you. And I had the option to just give up. I had the option to say, this is the last. But maybe it wasn't. But the way I was feeling before I was going to pass out, I knew there was something greater, and I grabbed onto it. Even though I couldn't see in front of me, because I literally had the snow channel going on. And it was starting to be hard to breathe. I felt that deeper. I felt something deeper. So I was like, you know, like, it's kind of like going swimming. And it almost feels like you're about to drown. But you take that faith and hold on to that last breath till you hit the surface. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
how that piece made me feel. That's how that's what that made me feel like. And I appreciate that one, that you think of yourself as a celestial being, because that means you think deeper than what's being said.
Yes.
You think of sentences
yes.
like parables too.
Yes.
So with me saying all that, me bringing that analogy up, I appreciate that there's more to life. I'm glad that somebody besides me understands how deep this goes. You know, and these conversations just don't sound just weird, awkward. I appreciate you for that piece, for allowing me to connect.
Because
I don't know you from Adam and Eve. You know what I mean? That was awful words.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Epiphany is his own little family. You know, we all kind of know each other, but we don't know each other.
You know, right, and, right. That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at. We're going off of, you know, the words. Letters put together are words. Words in the sentence create spells. And so it's like the words you're saying, as it was mentioned earlier, are playwrights or, you know what I mean, are word plays.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, everything is said for a reason at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And it's amazing how when we're obedient to the will of God, how something that a knucklehead like me might be able to say that resonates within somebody else and empowers them or justifies the thing that they're going through or helps them to get through something. When we allow ourselves to be obedient to God, when we recognize the power of that God within each of us, you know, we can get through anything thrown to us on this earth when we remember who's inside of us. That is
correct.
Invited in it. If we
believe, and greater is he
that is within. Indeed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not only indeed. Knowing that he's in you, but knowing that he is greater.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Greater than anything I've ever encountered.
Okay. And we're able to access
awesome.
That power. At... Mm.
That's what I love about my ability or that Pharrell offered me this platform, because I get speak with other people and hear other people that's not alone in this, that even in the midst of my stupidity or my lackadaisical approach to him at times, he uses someone else to put a word in my head that kind of straighten me out or to justify the thoughts that I had and let me know, you're not alone in this. Yeah. You know, I remember when I was young, we used to call them, Bible thumpers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I used to shy away from them. And let me tell you, you couldn't get me to pray in public, pray for anybody. You could barely get me to pray. But as he has shown me that he is with me, let me tell you, I have stopped and prayed in the middle of Walmart. I stopped and I prayed at Panera Bread. I don't give a rat's patootie. I'll pray anywhere because he is just that influential in my life. I feel him in me. And I would be remiss not to share it with someone else. Anything that wonderful, you've got to share. It's more than I could hold in my own. I got to share it. I think I would explode if I tried to keep all of him to myself.
Yeah.
So I have to share my daddy as our father because I can't hold it all.
Right. I got it. You know, I can appreciate. Like, you never know what you're showing to the world sometimes. You know, I, a few months ago, had to go to the drugstore to pick up some stuff, and I wasn't really feeling all that great, and they were changing my medication because I was having some problems, and I went in the drugstore, and I was in my own little world, wasn't talking to anybody, and on my way out of the store, the lady behind the register said, "Ma'am, I said, yes. Yeah. She said, can you come here a minute? I said, yes. Yeah. She said, baby, I can see it's something on you. You mind if I pray for you?
Wow.
Man, look, that did more for my heart than anything in the world.
Mm-hmm. I can believe
it. I tell you, the power of words.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, Lisa, it's funny you said that. My reference to Panera Bread, I used to work at Panera Bread when I was in, where was I? Claymont. No, not Claymont. Concord, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to wear this button that says, how can I pray for you? With my uniform. Well, one mm-hmm. day the boss told me that it wasn't appropriate for me to wear that button on my uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So the very next day, I did not have that button on. And there was a woman and a maybe 7 or 8 year old child. And I, you know, I'm a people person. So I'm like, hey, how y'all doing? And the little girl said to me, she looked at me and she said, would you pray for my teacher? She's not feeling well. And I immediately looked down to see if I had that button on. But I didn't. And the mother was looking a little shocked. And she said, well, her teacher is was struck with cancer, and that the little girl was, you know, concerned about her teacher. But I didn't have the button on that day. And what did I do? Got on my knees right there with her, because, you know, she's a little girl. Got on my knees with her, and I saved her right there. But the God in us, or the need for God in us, that spirit of God reaches out to other spirits, and we connect that way. You know, it's nothing that we think about, nothing that we do intentionally. It's just that spirit. When we have that spirit within, it recognizes spirit in others, and it makes us do things that we wouldn't do of our own accord. Because, like I said earlier,
you know,
there's no way I'm going to sit up there and pray for out in public for nobody. But I will now.
Correct.
The God in you put out that confirmation that button, that physical button, didn't have to be there for people to know that you could pray.
That just really, man, let me tell you, that whole day I was just like in a trance. How did that happen? In a good way. Good Lord, we're coming up to 10 o'clock already. Man, time still flies when you're having fun. Look,
okay.
Is there something going on in your world that you would like to share?
I am the newest family member at Epiphany. I had my first show this past Friday.
Congratulations.
Now on every other Friday with my new show. My show is called The Ink Well, where we ask you what pushes your pen.
Friday night, y'all heard that, right?
Yeah, it's every other Friday. Right. This Friday is Renaissance, and I'll be on the Friday after that.
All right. Make sure you send me a reminder. You know, I'm getting up.
I'm getting
a little more seasoned, and I forget things, but I would love to be there.
Absolutely. I will definitely hit you up. When I do the event page, I will definitely send you through an invite so you can come on through and share some inspiration on my side of the fence on a Friday
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely. Iron sharp iron.
Absolutely.
Proverbs.
Yes, indeed. Well, that book has got so much wisdom in it. Don't send me off on another tangent. We got 8 more minutes. Lisa, welcome to the family.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On your first show. And I'm looking forward to seeing how that show grows and how we grow together as family. That's what we do at Epiphany.
Absolutely.
We are family at the end of the day.
Yes, we are.
And despite the platform that we host, we all still love God.
Absolutely.
We all
without God, no matter what we're doing, it ain't going to work. So, you know, God is there with us for all of it.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
All right, so Alonzo, Lisa, I'm going to put you back into the praise lounge so we can do these final remarks. And then I'm going to say, who knows? The 10 o'clock hour, you can't call in anymore, but I might just still be here playing music because I said that that lady kicked me off because I just like to hear music.
I appreciate y'all letting me share your platform.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Every time and any time.
Absolutely. I said, early Sunday, I'll be right here. Same bad time, same bad channel.
I'm part of the Honey Drippers. I jumped off of their stage and dialed right straight in. We got out of the rooms like 10 minutes before the show started.
Wow. Awesome. Did you had you a full evening? That's light. That's light. I like that. All right, I'm going to get ready to go in here and get me something to eat. When I get off of here, I see a Burger King down the street. I'm going to have to go get me a
waffle.
You're
funny.
I have learned how to eat a whole lot of things now with no teachers. If there was a time when I was just doing great, I said, okay, but let me tell you,
the power of words, my guy, the power of words.
I ate me a piece of corn on a cob. To tell you, I can get it down. My fat man and his skinny body has returned. Lisa, thank you so much for coming through. I have thoroughly enjoyed this evening with you and with my partner in praise, Alonzo.
Same.
It's been a beautiful
night.
Okay. So I hope you stick around for a little while to do some music.
I'll hang out.
We
got to
pay some bills right quick. All right.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
One love. One love, one mic.
Alonzo, this has been an awesome night.
Man, you know I'm totally in my zone, right? I just want you to know.
You're not by yourself, man. Cold is trying to pop up in my chest, but I rebuke this cold in the name of Jesus. It ain't going to do nothing to me. But
hey, keep your chin up. Chin up, chest out.
Absolutely.
Like any fight.
That's right. I'm going to get that old thing that my mama used to do. It make me eat a half a teaspoon of baking rub, followed by a spoon of sugar, and then rub some on my chest and wrap it with a towel and get in the bed. And the next morning I would wake up feeling lovely. But after I eat, I'll do that. But I don't want to taste my food with the big vapor rub stuff. That got to wait just a moment or two.
Okay, because there's just nothing worse than that greasy, minty, bland, googly moogly.
It's a wonderful thing, but not mixed with no waffle. And no onion rings.
Okay.
And a vanilla thing.
And unexpected.
That's right. I'm going to get it out. It ain't getting me. I'm rebuking that. I'm binding it in the name of Jesus. So you just came along and just let me realize that the season is changing. And now that means my attack has to change on the enemy because he's trying to get me. But you can't get me because I'm covered. I'm covered.
Hmm.
I'm safe. So, nah. But if anybody out there or will listen to this program later wonders about this Jesus that we talk about, that we honor, that we love, and most importantly, who loves us, hit us up. I'm bold enough to say,
okay.
302-471-7269 is my number. Call me if you need to know about Jesus. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about him, tell you what I know about him, and to lead you to where you can find out about him for yourself. So, don't take my word for it. Do your homework and check what I say is true in the Bible. But every Sunday night, join us here at the Inspiration Tree. You're going to have myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and the one and only Mr. Alonzo.
And yes, sir.
This is where we just like to kick it and enjoy a moment with God to prepare ourselves for what the next week, this upcoming week, has to offer. Every night of the week on Epiphany, I don't have them down handy, but you heard Lisa tell you that every other Friday, she's got a brand new platform called Inkwell. And the opposite piece of her is Renaissance. Then we have the Love Zone. We have, what is Band Show? I forget what it is off the top of my head. But every night of the week, be sure to call us in. Every night of the week at 319-527-6300. All shows are at 9 o'clock. And
this is the craziest.
You won't be. Would you say the craziest what?
This would be, it would be craziest if this.
Oh, absolutely.
This would be the first
craziest
syndicated show, like day in, day out. The first one to go the way it is, you know what I mean? It'd be crazy. I could see it happening. Like, this show is a syndicated nationally. I mean, right now we're in an internet. You know what I mean? Pretty much we're international, but I'm just seeing everything growing. I appreciate, again, this opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, we have 10 seconds left. So, if you all would just join me at the door. Oh, Alonzo, would you like to pray us out?
Sure.
Okay.
We may bow our heads, close our eyes. Heavenly Father, thank you for another gracious day, precious day, through all the ups and downs. You allowed us to wake up with a sound mind, understanding that there is a greater being, there is a greater energy. There's things that's happening in the world today that we can't control. Just want to appreciate you and just want to thank you for the grace and the mercy you've given to each individual that is listening, that is called in, that is tuned in today, tomorrow, down the future. This here is for thy will. Though we have our individuals, we still have our medium, which is connected to you. And I just want to thank you again for coming through, doing what you do, your love, your mercy, your grace, and giving us the opportunity to grow as one in your name. In your name I pray. Amen.
I see the light coming. No matter what it is, that I'm facing. Jesus is the light. Whoa!